For the past 6 years, Bexar County has been emailing ballots to active duty personnel in the military, but those votes had to be returned to Bexar County in a sealed envelope by snail mail. This year, the legislature passed House Bill 1129, which allows for the ballots to be returned by email. County Elections Administrator Jackie Callanan says the pilot program will be tested only with military warriors in a hostile fire zone.
Which would mean our folks in Afghanistan or Iraq, or wherever. We get a list every year from the military on what they consider hostile fire.
The program grew from 59 voters the first year with only dot mil addresses allowed to get the ballots to 500 in the second year when all email addresses were allowed. Eventually, military families also were included to receive ballots by email, and last year the program had grown to over 5,000 voters. Callanan says although email voting is easy because of technology, its use should be tested in baby steps.
Everyone knows and we appreciate and we value, and it's why we're here, to have one vote for everyone, to have that secret ballot. This takes the secrecy away, because this now is going to have one of my staff or myself, whoever we designate, take that voted ballot so we'll know who it's coming from and we'll actually see the vote.
Callanan will meet with the Texas Secretary of State and other Bexar County officials next week to plan the finer points of the program. Voters eligible will be able to cast their ballots by email for the first time in the 2014 primary elections. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.